听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Glad you joined us today. My name is Steve. Well, everyone, get your sunscreen and bathing suit ready because we are going on a cruise to sunny Mexico. For the next 3 days, we'll take a trip of a lifetime, meaning this kind of vacation is so special. It happens usually only once during someone's entire life. Now, before we go on, let's look at the very important word, cruise. In this lesson, we'll see this word in both the verb and noun form. Let's look at the verb first. During our vacation, we'll cruise from Mexico to Belize and then ride a bus to the ruins. And now cruise as a noun. Miami, Florida is a popular port of call and numerous cruise ships can be seen there every day. Next is the helpful word accommodate, as in the hotel suite can accommodate 5 people, so you can bring a friend along on the trip. Okay, I think we're ready to jump into the reading. Please open your magazines to page 26 and follow along as we read.
Cruising down to Mexico. The trip of a lifetime, both on and under the water. Every day, cruise ships depart from different places for exotic ports of call. Earlier this year, my husband Mike and I were fortunate enough to be on one. Our ship, the Norwegian Spirit, measures 268 meters in length and can accommodate 1,996 guests and over 900 crew members. This floating city offers everything a passenger could want, including a golf course, a library, an internet cafe, an art gallery, Broadway-type productions, and much more. Economy versus luxury travel. In the past, luxury cruises were mainly for the wealthy, but today, there's something for almost everyone's budget.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Esther, and we have a very exciting travel article for you today. We're going to go on a cruise. We're going to take a holiday on a large ship, and we'll be cruising down to Mexico.
We sure will. Now, this article is our travel article, but this month, it's the personal account from one of our staff members. Somebody who works for Studio Classroom actually wrote this. So cruising down to Mexico, that word cruising is a verb in this case. Later we're going to learn about it as a noun, but if you're cruising, that could mean a couple of different things. You might be kind of going along or moving along in kind of a slow and unhurried fashion. I used to cruise around in my car. Or we could be talking about going from place to place on a ship, which is what we'll talk about today.
That's right. When we're talking about traveling on a ship, we're talking about a cruise. So we're using that word as a noun. So we're taking a cruise or we're cruising down to Mexico by way of a cruise. So our deck says the trip of a lifetime, both on the water and under the water. We're going to learn a little bit more about what that deck means here in the days to come.
So every day, cruise ships depart from different places for exotic ports of call. And ports of call is where a cruise ship or a boat will go in and leave. So earlier this year, the author Pam Osmond and her husband Mike were able to go on a cruise.
So she goes on to start explaining about this cruise, and they were on a ship called the Norwegian Spirit, and it's very, very large. It measures 268 meters in length, and get this, it can accommodate 1,996 guests and over 900 crew members. Now, Chip, that seems like a lot of people, but what does that word accommodate exactly mean there?
Yeah, that is definitely a lot of people. So this ship can accommodate a lot of people. That means it can hold comfortably a lot of people. When we use that word accommodate, you might use that in a word like, or in a sentence like, this hotel room accommodates 4 people. Now, you could probably fit a lot of people in that room, but it really is only built to handle 4 people, so it accommodates 4.
That's why Pam says this is like a floating city, because it accommodates so many people. She says this floating city offers everything a passenger could want, including a golf course, a library, an internet cafe, an art gallery, Broadway-type productions, and much more. So there's lots and lots of things you can do on this cruise ship. It's like a little city.
Now, I think if I was on this cruise, which I've never been on a cruise, but I would like the Broadway-type productions. And Broadway is a form of theater that got started in New York City that's very, very famous. It's actors on stage singing and dancing and doing plays, and they brought this right onto the cruise ship so you can see theater shows.
Now, our article goes on to explain that it sounds like we have 2 different kinds of cruises. We have economy cruises versus luxury cruises. So economy versus luxury travel. Our article says, in the past, luxury cruises, or high-class expensive cruises, were mainly for the wealthy, people with money. But today, there's something for almost everyone, and almost everyone's budget. Let's join with Pam as she gives us a little bit more information about this cruise ship that she was on.
My husband Mike and I had always talked about going on a cruise, so we finally decided to take one this year to celebrate our anniversary. We decided on the Norwegian Spirit, part of the Norwegian Cruise Line, which sailed out of New Orleans, Louisiana, all the way down to Guatemala, and back again for a 7-day trip. When we first boarded the ship, we were greeted by friendly crew members. We entered through the main lobby and were impressed with how large and beautiful it was. 3 glass elevators carried passengers to the 1st to the 13th deck, while a band down below played lively, welcoming music. I think the thing that surprised us most about the ship itself was its size. Ours wasn't even the largest cruise ship, but it still accommodated almost 3,000 people, including passengers and crew. We had an inside stateroom. It was small, but it still had everything we needed, a full bathroom and shower, a phone, TV, and a large closet. The Spirit had staterooms that ranged from inside rooms like ours with no window, all the way up to the very nicest ocean view suites with a living room, dining room, full butler service, and much more. As we explored the ship, we discovered an internet cafe, a library with comfortable chairs for reading and relaxing, an enormous theater with Broadway-style shows, and that was just a few of the activity rooms inside the ship. Outside, we found a golf range, a basketball court, a kiddie pool with water slides, and a beautiful pool for the grown-ups, surrounded by hot tubs, a walking track, a band playing Caribbean music, and chefs preparing food for you to enjoy while you relaxed by the pool. And speaking of food, it's impossible to talk about cruising without mentioning the great food. The Norwegian Spirit has 11 different restaurants, from the poolside barbecue to fine French food. So there was something for everyone.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Well, in the past, most people who went on a cruise had to spend quite a bit of money. Yes, cruises were expensive. But today, people from a wide range of budgets can live the dream of traveling on a luxurious ship. Let's learn what these people can expect when they take their trip of a lifetime after we glance at two more helpful key words. The first is culinary. Each time I return to Taiwan, I enjoy the culinary treats that I can't find in my city in America. And next, the verb pamper, as in, on her birthday, Jessica's children pampered her by serving her breakfast in bed. Okay, time to get back to the reading. We'll pick it up where we left it off before the break, and that would be on line 3 of page 27.
Cruising down to Mexico. Staterooms range from small inside rooms to suites equipped with a living room, dining room, large ocean view balcony, and butler services. Food, glorious food. Cruise ships pride themselves on their abundance of good food, and the Spirit lived up to that claim. With 11 restaurants to choose from, food was everywhere. The culinary event of the week arrived with the Chocoholic Buffet, tables loaded with chocolate masterpieces, all ready to be sampled by happy passengers. Those who choose to go cruising on their next vacation can expect to be entertained and pampered and probably to gain a few pounds, too.
Just before the break, we mentioned that cruises are no longer just for the wealthy. They fit many people's budgets. Now, if you ever go on a cruise, you'll be staying in a stateroom. And a stateroom is the small private room that you sleep in and you put your luggage in. Maybe in a hotel, you call that a hotel room. Or on a train, you call that a compartment. But on a cruise ship, the room you sleep in is called the stateroom. And there's many different types of staterooms.
That's right. Some staterooms are small and maybe they don't have very much of a view because they're near the inside of the ship. And it ranges from small rooms to suites, which come equipped with a living room, dining room, and maybe even a large ocean view balcony and butler services.
Now, earlier this year, we talked about this word butler. A butler is a male servant or a male helper, and they often help with housekeeping and just helping you with things around the place you live. So, if you don't have very much money, you can still go on a cruise. You can just go and stay in a smaller stateroom. But if you have more money, then you can stay in a very fancy room. Now let's move on to our next section, which is very important. Many people go on a cruise because they enjoy the food. So Pam uses this title, food, glorious food.
So this is something that I've heard many people talk about who have been on cruises. There is always so much good food. And our article tells us that cruise ships pride themselves on their abundance of good food, and the Spirit lived up to that claim. So it sounds like Pam's ship had lots of great food. We'll learn more about that in a minute, but let's go to Liz with Grammar on the Go.
Hi, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about cruising down to Mexico. So here I am in Mexico, at Chichen Itza in the state of Yucatan. This place is famous for the well-preserved Mayan ruins, including the famous pyramid behind me, El Castillo. You'll learn more about the Mayan culture later on in this article, but for now, why don't we take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Cruise ships pride themselves on their abundance of good food. Today's grammar tip focus is on the idiom to pride oneself on. It means to take pride in or to find satisfaction in. So today's grammar tip sentence just means that these cruise ships are very proud of how much good food they have. Obviously, the cruise ships themselves aren't the ones feeling proud. It's the management or the cruise ship companies that are feeling proud. This idiom, to pride oneself can also be used to describe people. Just make sure oneself gets changed to the appropriate pronoun. For example, Sandra prides herself on always being early at every company meeting. Or Tony prides himself on always being the first to turn in his homework. Now, if you turn to today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine, you'll find some more example sentences there. That's it for now. Time for me to explore this fascinating ancient city. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Mexico. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. And we find that on the Spirit, there were 11 restaurants they could choose from. So food was everywhere, and there was a special event, wasn't there, Chip?
That's right. The article calls this a culinary event. And whenever we're talking about something that's culinary, we know that we're talking about something that has to do with cooking or something that has to do with being done in the kitchen. So a culinary event is where people are cooking and serving food.
And this specific culinary event sounds very exciting to me. It was a chocoholic buffet. In other words, a big buffet of food that was all chocolate. It says tables loaded with chocolate masterpieces, all ready to be sampled by happy passengers. I have got to go on a cruise. I would love to be one of those happy passengers. But for right now, we're going to learn a little bit more about how much food people actually eat on a cruise ship. Let's go find out how much they eat.
How much food do people eat on a cruise ship? One ship, the Mariner of the Seas, consumes 9,000 kilograms of beef, 28,000 eggs, and 30,000 liters of ice cream in just 1 week. Of course, with thousands of passengers to feed, not to mention entertain and make comfortable, the number of hospitality staff on a cruise ship is huge, and sometimes can even exceed the number of guests.
Okay, so if you plan to go on a cruise, if you plan to go cruising on your next vacation, then you will probably be able to expect to be entertained and pampered. Now, that word pampered is a good word to know. Esther, what does that word mean?
Well, if you are pampered, then you are being treated in a very kind way, and you're very comfortable, and you can enjoy yourself. So you will be pampered, and you will probably gain a few pounds, too, because you will be eating a lot of food. So this sounds like something that's a lot of fun. I'd love to go on a cruise. How about you, Chelsea?
I would love to go on a cruise, and I plan to go on one someday with all of the different options you have for staterooms and for food and chocolate. It just sounds like a great experience.
Okay, well, maybe this article has convinced you that you want to go on a cruise on your next vacation. That's all for today, but before we go, we're going to take a visit to the chat room and see what's happening there.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Linda. Hi, everyone. So, Ken, I sure hope Studio Classroom lives up to everyone's expectations.
I think Studio Classroom lives it up to people's expectations. We all work hard to make this a good program.
Yes, we do our very best to help Studio Classroom live up to our reputation as a good English teaching program.
Why did you say live up to? I thought it was live it up to.
Well, actually, you are combining two verb phrases here. One is live up to measure up to someone's expectations.
Oh, okay. So what is the other one?
Live it up.
Isn't that what I said?
No, actually, you said live it up to.
Oh, you're right. So what does live it up mean, then? Or do they have the same meaning?
Well, no, they don't. Live it up means to live extravagantly or high or wildly. For example, some people live very simply all year long, except when they go on a vacation, and then they splurge and get the best of everything. They live it up. It can also mean to go after pleasure. So someone works hard during the week, but lives it up on the weekends. That means this person goes to parties, goes out to dinner, does everything he or she likes.
Okay, I got it. 这两个片语不要混淆，一个是 live up to。Live up to something 就是符合某一件事。如果你 live up to someone's expectation, 你就是不辜负人家对你的期望。一个公司如果能够 live up to its reputation, 就是它不枉费它的好名声。那这是 live up to。另外一个片语呢是 live it up。Live it up 是尽情享乐狂欢的意思。有些人辛苦的工作一个礼拜之后在周末就想要 live it up, 好好的狂欢一场。So thanks for explaining live it up to me.
It's okay. I'm never going to let you live it down though.
How do you live something down? Is that the opposite of live it up?
No, it means I'm never going to let you forget it.
Oh, 这是另外一个片语 live down 一件事就是将它忘掉，而通常呢，我们是想要 live down 一些自己所犯下的错误或者丢脸的事，比如说 she'll never live that moment of failure down， 她无法忘却那一次的失败。
And here's Michelle, who always lives up to her reputation as a great teacher.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看 cruise 这个字。Cruise 可以当名词，意思就是巡航或者是周游。例如 ,A cruise to the Caribbean has always been my dream. 搭船到加勒比海旅行一直是我的梦想。课文中还提到 cruise ship 是指豪华游轮。Cruise 如果当动词的话是指巡航、巡弋或者是漫游。例如 ,The boat will be cruising around the Greek islands this weekend. 这艘船周末会在希腊群岛漫游。继续我们看的是 accommodate 这个动词，注意它的拼法有两个连续的 c 和两个连续的 m。accommodate 是指容纳或者是提供膳宿，例如 This hotel can accommodate over 1,000 guests。这家旅馆可以容纳超过1000位客人，或者是 The school dorm can only accommodate an additional 100 students this year。学校宿舍今年只能再容纳100位的新加入的学生。最后我们看的是 pamper 这个动词。pamper 是指无微不至的照顾或娇宠。例如 ,my grandparents pampered us when we were little. 我的祖父母在我们小的时候对我们无微不至的照顾。或者是 ,after a hard day at work, Rita pampered herself with a bubble bath. 经过一整天辛苦的工作，Rita 用泡泡澡来娇宠自己一下。And that's all the tips we have for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow for more.
Cruising down to Mexico. The trip of a lifetime, both on and under the water. Every day, cruise ships depart from different places for exotic ports of call.Earlier this year, my husband Mike and I were fortunate enough to be on one. Our ship, the Norwegian Spirit, measures 268 meters in length and can accommodate 1,996 guests and over 900 crew members. This floating city offers everything a passenger could want, including a golf course, a library, an internet cafe, an art gallery,Broadway-type productions, and much more. Economy versus luxury travel. In the past, luxury cruises were mainly for the wealthy, but today, there's something for almost everyone's budget. Staterooms range from small inside rooms to suites equipped with a living room, dining room, large ocean view balcony, and butler services. Food, glorious food.Cruise ships pride themselves on their abundance of good food, and the Spirit lived up to that claim. With 11 restaurants to choose from, food was everywhere. The culinary event of the week arrived with the Chocoholic Buffet, tables loaded with chocolate masterpieces, all ready to be sampled by happy passengers. Those who choose to go cruising on their next vacation can expect to be entertained and pampered.And probably to gain a few pounds, too.
Well, if I ever have the wonderful opportunity to go on a cruise ship with 11 restaurants, I don't think I would see much of the sun. That's because I'd spend all of my time inside sampling all the delicious food and gaining a few pounds. Now, normally, when you go on a cruise, the boat will stop at different ports, giving the passengers a chance to explore the local culture. Tomorrow, our author is going to do just that. She and her husband will take a 1.5-hour trip through both countryside and jungle to the place of the red corn. Friends, it's time for me to go, but before I do, I want to wish each of you a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends. We'll see you next time.